The next patient is Gary Gannon. The last name is G-A-N-N-O-N. Carrie is the first name. Carrie, C-A-R-Y. This is a clinical case of a 57-year-old white male that the initial presentation to the practice was hypokalemia, but is no longer present. The patient has evidence of a kidney function that is very well preserved, a creatinine of 0.84, a BUN of 5, and an estimated GFR of 101 mLs per minute without evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient has activity in the urinary sediment that is related to the BPH. He had a TURP times 2. The initial surgery was done, and the later on the patient had a acute urinary retention that is most likely associated to keloid scar formation. Period. The patient had a scratch in the left, in the dorsal aspect of the hand and the wrist, and there is a formation of keloid type of scarring. Number two, a major concern is the cancer that he has in the right side of the nose. I'm asking the patient to do whatever it takes in order to have this cancer excised when it's not that big. At the present time, the diameter is 1.4. Because the scar tissue problem is going to impact his face. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 127 over 83. He has a BMI of 35.7 with a body weight of 227 pounds, which is not acceptable. We discussed the case with the patient regarding the need to decrease the total caloric intake and abandon the use of salt and decreasing the amount of fluid that he drinks. The total caloric intake should be cut down at least 25% in order to see some weight loss that is necessary. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, history of hypokalemia, current potassium is 4. Following number, obesity with a BMI of 35.7. A reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes in reviewing and interpreting the lab, 15 minutes in the conversation with the patient, and 6 minutes in the documentation.